BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. The Provincial People's Committee has just issued a plan of action for 2025 to ensure quality and food safety, enhance processing and develop market for agriculture, forestry, and seafood products in the province. The overarching goal is to ensure food safety for agriculture, forestry, and fishery products, enhance quality and value, develop safe supply chains, stimulate domestic consumption, expand markets, and improve the competitiveness of Bình Định's agriculture sector. This aims at developing a modern, efficient, and sustainable agriculture industry. To achieve these goals, authorities at all levels are strengthening the implementation of Directive No. 17 from Party Central Committee's Secretariat on enhancing food security and safety in the new context. A unified approach is maintained from the provincial of local levels, ensuring close, effective, and timely coordination among sectors, localities, and relevant agencies in advising, proposing, and executing tasks and solutions outlined in the programs and plans related to food quality, safety, processing, and market development.
Currently, the development of organic agriculture in the province is seen as a sustainable growth trend, contributing to environmental and high added value to agricultural products. As of now, the total area of organic agricultural production in the province is about 136 hectares, with various models across different crops. The province has introduced several policies to support farmer cooperatives and businesses in organic agricultural development. For the period of 2022-2026, the Provincial People Committee issued Decision No. 83 to encourage investment in and development of high-tech agriculture, including organic farming. This policy provides support in terms of seeds, production techniques, and how farmers and businesses access financial resources and trade promotion opportunities easily.
Tuifu District Agricultural Service Center has completed the first round of avian influenza vaccinations for the poultry across 13 communes and towns in the district in 2025. As of now, nearly 197,600 poultry in the district have been vaccinated, including around 115,100 chickens and over 82,450 ducks. Some localities with high vaccination rates include Phước Sơn, Phước Hưng, and Phước Lộc.
This morning, the Bình Định Provincial Women Union organized the Bình Định Traditional Cakes Festival for 2025 with the team Sứ Nổ, aiming to preserve the beauty of the folk culture and culinary heritage through the distinct flavor of traditional cakes from Bình Định. Nearly 100 contestants from 14 teams, including women's union from 11 district towns and cities, as well as women from the provincial armed forces, participated in the event. It attracted a large number of official members, women, locals, and tourists who came to visit, experience, and enjoy the traditional cakes. At the end of the competition, the organization committee awarded one first prize, two second prizes, three third prizes, and eight encouragement prizes to the participating units.
According to the Provincial Traffic Safety Committee, while the number of traffic accidents and injuries decreased in the early months of this year, the number of fatalities has increased compared to the same period last year. From December 15, 2024 to March 30, 2025, the province recorded 120 traffic accidents, resulting in 75 deaths and 72 injuries. Compared to the same period last year, the number of accidents decreased by 44 and injuries dropped by 79, but fatalities rose by 17. Among these, 64 accidents were serious, causing 57 deaths, and two were very serious, resulting in four deaths. In response to this situation, the Traffic Police Force of Provincial Police has been intensifying patrols, inspections, and strictly enforcing the law against six key behaviors that are the main causes of traffic accidents. The enforcement of violations follows the principle of no forbidden zones, no exceptions. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time. Goodbye for now.